This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. President Vidya Devi Bhandari inspects cultural heritages in Kathmandu Valley that are being reconstructed. Communist Party Chair Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda stresses on endorsing MCC Pact with revision. And Thai soldier kills at least 21 people in a mass shooting. Now the news in detail. President Vidya Devi Bhandari has said she was delighted to see the progress in the reconstruction works of the historic heritages. Following the inspection of Rani Pokhari, Dharahara, Kasta Mandap and Hanuman Dhoka 9-story palace, the head of the state said she had been encouraged to see the progress in the reconstruction efforts. The president, addressing government senior officials and people's representatives directly involved in the reconstruction works of Basantapur Palace, the president said such heritages were tangible records of the history. Chief Executive Officer of the National Reconstruction Authority, Susil Gyawali, and the chiefs of the respective heritage rebuilding projects briefed the president on the progress of the rebuilding works of the historic structures. Communist Party Chair Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda has said the Millennium Challenge Corporation Agreement will be forwarded by ensuring that it is in the favour of the country. Taking part in the Kantipur Conclave yesterday, Chairman Prachanda said MCC Pact should be endorsed after having ample study and necessary amendment to it as disputes had surfaced regarding the pact. Meantime, he also clarified that he was not against the MCC Pact, saying the proposal regarding the aid had come during his tenure as well. Saying the country was moving ahead in the path of development, he said the 55 billion rupees aid would be a milestone for the infrastructure development. When asked about his desire to be the Prime Minister, he said he did not want to be the Prime Minister by leading the country into chaos. He also said following the recent Central Committee meeting of the party, both the chairman of the party had been encouraged with the belief that the party could be led more effectively. The government has made preparations to cancel the contracts signed with the construction entrepreneurs who have not completed their projects within the deadline. The government is taking stern actions against the contractors, as some contractors who have not been completing their projects on time, causing unnatural delay of the development works. The Energy Ministry has prepared to take action against the contractors of the delayed projects related to various departments, company and the Nepal Electricity Authority. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Barshaman Poon, said the status of some projects under the ministry was complicated. Minister Poon claimed that the number of problematic contracts had not only gone down in the 2 years period since he assumed the post. He also added that the ministry had been constantly monitoring the work progress of the remaining problematic projects as well. Two buildings of Nepal Electricity Authority at Kharipati are being emptied for quarantine for Nepali nationals returning from China. Associate Director at the Kharipati office of the Nepal Electricity Authority, Keshab Raj Oli, said the two buildings were being emptied to facilitate the quarantine after a government team comprising representatives from Technical Department of Nepal Army and the Health Ministry conducted a study visit and finalized the venue. The study team had submitted the report that as many as 124 people could be provided quarantine facility at the Nepal Electricity Authority building of Kharipati. Meanwhile, the 6th Municipal Assembly of Changunarayan Municipality has protested the government's decision to set up the quarantine at Kharipati. Three people, including two children, died due to lightning strike in Dang District. Police Inspector Chakra Tharmapal of Tulsipur Post informed that 51-year-old Lakshmi Acharya and 6-year-old Srishti Chowdhury were seriously injured when a lightning struck them at their own home and they died on the way to Rapti Life Care Hospital. Likewise, 8-year-old Tara Bahadur Puri of Khorai Submetropolitan City was severely injured when a lightning struck him while he was playing outside. Later, he died while undergoing treatment at Rapti Health Science Academy. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to more news now. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Kumar Bhattrai has said the government is working on a plan to reoperate airports which have remained closed due to various reasons. Addressing a program on reoperation of Kanchanpur Airport organized by the Bhimdatta Municipality Office yesterday, Minister Bhattrai shared about the government's policy of reopening the shut airports. The minister further said the government had made a huge investment in the operation of the airports. He called for cooperation among the three tiers of the governments. Speaking on the need of airports to become self-sufficient, the minister insisted that airports should follow international standards as per the demand of the time. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Lekhraj Bhattar-led team made an on-site inspection of two special economic zones, SEZs, in Kailali yesterday. In course of inspection of the main industrial corridor of the Sudhir Paschim state, the team went to Haraiya Special Economic Zone in Godavari Municipality and Dudejhari Special Economic Zone in Lamki Chuha Municipality of Kailali district. On the occasion, Minister Bhattar said the government would expedite the development of special economic zones at Haraiya and Dudejhari. He emphasized on production to slash import and trade deficits. Senior advocate Dr. Chandrakanta Gyawali, representing Progressive Alliance, has won the election for the Bar Nepal Bar Council councillor for Bagmati province. The election was held in all seven states yesterday. Similarly, Prem Prasad Pokhrel won the election in province number 1, Shyam Kumar won the election in province number 2, Mukundar Raj Arial in Gandaki province, Babu Ram Pandey in province number 5, Ram Babu BC in Karnali province and Prakash Bahadur Pandey won the election in the Sudhir Paschim province. Each state has elected one councillor for the Nepal Bar Council. National Assembly Chairman Ganesh Prasad Timmalsina has stressed on the technical and vocational education to steer ahead the nation to the path of prosperity. Addressing a program organized on the 28th anniversary of Gupteshwar Multiple Campus in Parbat yesterday, Upper House Chair Timmalsina argued that technical education was the need of the hour to reduce the rate of educated unemployed. He insisted on a building sound and prosperous educational environment. Chairman Timmalsina also pledged to speed up development activities in the district. The government has so far constructed 73 bridges along the Mid-Hill Highway. The Mid-Hill Highway connects Chio Banjeng of Panchthar to Julaghat of Baitari district. Along the highway, a total of 126 bridges need to be constructed. It connects 215 settlements of 26 districts in the mid-hill of the country, while some 10 million people will be directly benefited with the mega project. The road department informed that 19 bridges are under construction along the route. Similarly, contract is yet to be made for remaining 37 bridges. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. A soldier has killed 21 people and injured dozens more in a gun rampage in the Thai city of Nakhon. Jakarafant Thomba on Saturday killed his commanding officer before stealing weapons from a military camp. The suspect continued his attack in a shopping center where he is still believed to be holed up, initially posting updates on his social media. Security forces are in the complex and have rescued hundreds while searching for the gunman, with shots ringing out. U.S. and Afghan forces came under attack in eastern Afghanistan on Saturday, officials said in Kabul, as they launched investigations into what the New York Times described as a deadly shootout between Afghan and American soldiers during a joint exercise. The Times, quoting two Afghan officials, reported that five or six American soldiers and six Afghan soldiers were killed. The newspaper quoted a U.S. military official saying there were at least 6 American casualties and confirmed that there were fatalities, without saying how many. Spokesperson for U.S. forces in Afghanistan said a combined U.S. and Afghan force conducting an operation in Nangarhar province was engaged by direct fire. Officials in Afghanistan did not comment on the number of casualties. A senior Afghan defense official told Reuters it was not clear whether the incident was a result of clashes between Afghan and foreign forces or whether hardline Islamist militants were responsible for the attack. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the eastern and central hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain is possible at one or two places of the eastern and central hilly regions. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping, the headlines once again. President Vidya Devi Bhandari inspects cultural heritages in Kathmandu Valley that are being reconstructed. Communist Party Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda stresses on endorsing MCC pact with revision. And Thai soldier kills at least 21 people in a mass shooting. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.